Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
What are we, 8 days away from 702 day?
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow, Whiskey Stadium. Okay, you ready for this? You ready?
Ready.
I'm going to bust out all the surprises right
ready.
Here. Right here off the top. So, I was shocked. I got a box yesterday. I thought it was something else. T-shirts. I bought some T-shirts. I forget what else. I got something else coming, too.
The kazoos.
Right. But here was the problem. Remember I told you I hadn't even gotten an email from these people.
Right, right. Oh, girl. Oh, we're in business. Oh, it's on. Oh, look, it's logoed. Yes. I feel like I haven't seen a kazoo in so many years. I knew what it looked like, but then also I kind of didn't.
Right?
Those look awesome.
Yeah.
They came.
Yeah, they came.
They're here. Like,
what the?
All right, this it's official.
Okay, then. So last night, the Nine Awards happened at Allegiant Stadium. The Nine Awards honor, basically, it goes back to honor the legacy of Title IX and women in sports, right? The Aces and Mark Davis, along with some other of his friends.
Sure.
They put the whole thing on. I am the, it's a silly thing. I'm the what they call the voice of God.
Yeah.
Court, I'm the announcer for it.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Mendoza from ESPN, who's fantastic, is the host. And it's known, it's all really great. So last night, one of the honorees, but of course many, for all the, it's our fourth Nine Awards. So every year she shows up. Last night she was honored. The honorable mayor of the city of Las Vegas, Shelley Berkley.
Love her.
So of course her whole staff is there to support because she's getting the Impact Award at the Nines last night. And I, of course, pounced on the opportunity. And I said, hey, what's the chances of dragging the mayor over here next week? So I got a verbal. The mayor's coming to 702 today. The mayor. Is it this button?
You stay classy, San Diego.
Why did you say that?
That one.
Yeah.
The mayor's coming to 702 today. Well, we've got a verbal.
Okay.
It's not confirmed.
I'll take her verbal. I think she's a trustworthy gal. I'll take it.
I'll tell you what, and I'm not going to name any names, but the other three people on her staff that said that they'd make it happen, I don't know if Shelley's trustworthy. No, I'm just kidding. She's very trustworthy.
Yeah.
I actually didn't talk to her at all because she was very busy.
Oh, well, of course.
She's the mayor, and she was the Impact Award winner, and so I couldn't get a minute with her. Ordinarily, you know, she and I, we can't get away. We can't get off each other.
Yeah.
But last night there were a lot of people around her and I was way down that list and I was busy saying things.
Yeah. No, obviously. Both two working, hardworking people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You're on opposite ends of the room.
Yeah.
Just
it's tough.
Across the room from
each
other.
Yeah. Holding hands.
But her staff was like, yeah, we'd probably make that happen.
That's awesome. Oh my God. They're going to make it happen for sure.
I'm going to, and here's what's funny. I don't know. I've known in the past who to call at the governor's office. I realized I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who Lombardo's people are. I knew Sisolak's people.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, you know, before that, I don't know Lombardo's people, but I've got a week to try and generate a governmental proclamation.
Okay.
I don't know if the governors show up. But I'll find somebody to see if we can't get a proclamation.
Yeah.
Because it's 702 day.
Yeah, it's cool and it's fun.
So Whiskey Stadium, we've got kazoos, we've got mayor.
Yes.
We've got 12-inch pizzas for 702. We've got Casamigos Blanca for 702.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the mayor, kazoos, pizza, tequila, happy hour specials. I think we're ready.
We're professional.
Yeah, we're going to do a walkthrough today with the engineers and the technical people so we can actually do a live.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What do you guys want? What do you guys want there? Said, I want 4 microphones, 3 for us, and 1 guest mic. Hmm. Okay. They look at me. I'm like, is this hard? Is it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, wait. And what's really going to happen? Well, we're going to, at some point at the end, we're going to go outside. Oh, outside. Hold on. Yeah. Can we have wireless microphones?
Those need batteries, Jeff. Relax.
You got to plug in. You got to plug in instead of just plugging in a microphone, you have to plug in the receiver for the microphone.
Ooh.
And it's another box. There's more boxes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, at least we got the kazoos.
Yeah, I think it'll be all right.
Yeah.
No, so we got kazoos. Yeah, we're ready.
We're
ready for 702 day. And we're ready for the 24th day of June. It's Tuesday. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And this is Sabrina Carpenter.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
So listen, 702 day a week from tomorrow, Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiance. So exciting. I drove by and I'm like, because that's where the 9 awards were last night at Allegiance. So I'm driving by Whiskey Stadium. I'm like, that's it.
So fun.
It's so exciting. Yes. Whiskey Stadium is so giant.
Yeah, like, I've never been.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun for the people like, I can't find it. It's like, ooh, well, okay. You see Allegiant Stadium? Cross the street.
Mm-hmm.
Big lit up.
Just open those beautiful eyes.
Got a lot of stuff working.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard not to find, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, it'll be good. Then before that, on Friday, how exciting was yesterday after we divulged to the world that we're doing Michaela Gordon's world premiere of her video for her song?
Lucky.
Yes. This Friday, about 9:30. Hey, our boy Jay Stu, who's listening right now. Jay Stu's buying breakfast.
Come on, Jay Stu.
His company, Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson. I'm not supposed to mention it yet because we don't have a signed agreement, but whatever.
Listen, Jay Stu, you're the best. That's so sweet. I got to tell you, though, I got home. There was a major debacle in my house with my mother-in-law and my wife because my mother-in-law said, do you have something to tell me? And we were like, what? And she's like, do you have something that you want to tell me? And we were like, what? And she said, are you holding reservations?
Oh my God.
And I said, for what? And she said, for your video? Because if you would have told me, I would have made a reservation, but I can't go now because I have a doctor's appointment Friday morning. And I was like,
what time is the appointment?
Well, girl, I can reschedule it, but I assure you, you don't need a reservation. You're my mother-in-law. If you wanted to come, you could just come if you...
Well, that's the thing.
Front row VIP.
Yeah, she said...
We'll make it happen.
I can't now. I have to go to a doctor's appointment.
No. What time's the appointment?
I don't know. I think it's at 9:30 also.
Nah, bring right the doctor on top. Here. Do the appointment here.
I'm going to be honest. It might be a little more awkward than necessary if my dad and my mother-in-law are both there watching.
We'll put
the opening of the video, so I could take a little break on that.
Put her in that room that you're supposed to use for when you're nursing.
Yeah,
and you got a baby,
the quiet room.
We'll just put her in the quiet room. That people actually just use for Zoom calls.
Yeah, that's
that they
perfect.
All use for Zoom. We have all these rooms that aren't soundproof that people go in to make private calls that you actually... So if you're just sitting in your cubicle and you're making a call and you're talking, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, I walk by, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you're in our not soundproof, quote unquote, quiet room, or if you're in our even less soundproof conference room, I'm focused because you're in there and you're trying to be secretive.
Mm-hmm. And then we want to know.
Well, and then they always have the phone turned up to max volume.
So yeah, it's you hear amplified. Everything.
So, yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you about, and then they're like, and you walk by and it's like you wouldn't have cared otherwise.
Yeah, at all.
But now it's weird.
Now right. We're nosy.
We got to get what doctor?
I don't know. I didn't ask all the details. I just thought it was so cute that she as a mother-in-law was like, I need to make reservations.
And that you weren't given.
She heard
that,
you.
That she did not get the formal invitation from you.
She takes this all very seriously. She listens every morning. So God, she was her. Like, I needed reservations and I just didn't know.
All right. Well, you listen, with my mother-in-law, we change her doctor's appointments all the time.
Yeah. Now, well, I would with this little stickler, but she was pretty intense about it, so I'll find out more.
We also change our plans a lot more for her doctor's appointment, because it's just easier that way. But, yeah. All right, we got to get to a first pick in a minute. The long and the short of it is, Anna made a parenting decision. Her husband's mad. Her grandmother's mad. Or no, husband's mad. Her mother-in-law's mad. Who's the grandma?
Mm-hmm.
And the two-year-old's all hurt and confused. So, yeah, we'll get into it next.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Just a short rant, just so I feel better.
You got it.
Oh, man. You can never, if you're one of those people that if I've seen you out somewhere and I go, man, you're really great, you should call the show sometime. Oh, I can never get through. You're a liar.
Mm-mm.
You're a liar. And especially this time of the year. This time of the year, it is wide open.
Yeah.
The phone lines are as dry as this Mojave Desert that we live in. I am telling you. And as hazy as it is with the smoke blowing in today, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's sketch. And if we're not, man, I'll tell you what, even if we, now there's a possibility that we are such a horrific failure that this may be the end, and that no one's listening, and they're therefore...
Couldn't be it.
Michaela hates it when I say stuff like that.
Couldn't be that problem.
Sorry, I'm not trying to...
Yeah.
Just saying, we ask Gail to call. But even, you know what's funny is, like, we can give away a pretty decent prize for it, too. But right now, giving it up for free, you guys are so stingy. You're so stingy.
You're holding out.
Yeah, you're holding it up. What, you're withholding? You're withholding? Are you punishing us?
Give us your love.
Yeah. Some people withhold in the bedroom. Some people withhold on the phone lines. I'm guessing some of you might be both.
Yeah.
I'm calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
So fine. We'll just.
Good for you, Chetty.
Great. Well, I just, you know.
Don't be so mad. You got to talk to us.
Hurts my feelings. You're right. And they're like, well, we're really not calling now. after all of that, yeah. we're super not calling.
Way to go.
We're super not calling now. Talk to that guy. He's got an attitude.
Just passionate.
Anna in Lone Mountain. That's true. Thank you for recognizing that. Anna in Lone Mountain. Should you make your kids hug relatives goodbye if they don't want to? The two-year-old didn't hug grandma.
So funny.
Grandma's upset. Dad's upset because that's his mom.
Yeah.
And his mom's upset. Anna's holding the line. I'm super interested because I can see you going both directions on this.
Yeah. Well, I'm Italian, so we grew up very affectionate.
Right.
But.
I knew the but was coming.
Notorious for, I ask every little kid, do you want a hug or a handshake? I've done it for a couple years now. It was because my niece got into a situation where I could tell she was uncomfortable. Nobody made it uncomfortable. She was just uncomfortable hugging somebody she didn't want to. And I was like, yeah, I get that. Like, that's kind of weird. Maybe people don't want to, like, little kids don't want to hug everybody. Listen, so I always say hug or handshake now. They're into it.
If I'm going to shame them into calling, I'm not going to make them wait on hold. So
yeah, you got really, take it.
Thank you.
Bye. No. Backing off.
Hey, Brianna, do you have to, by the way, thank you for responding to my threats.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you. hey, listen, do you make the kids hug relatives goodbye?
I don't, just because I feel like I don't want to sit there and force them to where as they get older, they resent them or resent me. I tried one time with my oldest daughter to have her give her grandpa, who she really didn't know, a hug, and she ended up throwing a huge tantrum and meltdown and everything, and she actually went and talked to me for like the rest of the day. So
that's really funny.
Yeah.
It's really funny because if you make them, it might actually be worse.
Yeah.
You know, the following tantrum, you're good people, Brianna. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We owe you one.
Thanks. Yeah, no problem.
Have a good day. Sean, do you make them?
Depends on the age. If they're under the age of 6, then yes.
Well, I don't hate this. Yeah, why? Michaela wants to know why.
Why? Because they're so little. It's a family member. I don't want my kids scared of their family members and not feeling like they can't go up to them at all. And they're so little at that age that they don't even know what's going on in the first place. But now, as they start getting older, then by all means, let them, you know, take ownership of their own emotions and whether or not they want to give hugs or get close to people.
Yeah, I suppose.
But when it comes to family,
go ahead, finish.
But when it comes to family, at least start the process with teaching them, showing, you know, even a limited amount of affection toward the actual family members.
Yeah, I'm heavy on the Sean side. Thank you, buddy. By the way, thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm heavy on the Sean side only because there's certain, you know, this is your family. You treat your family different. You
sure.
know what I mean? And there's no right or wrong answer.
No.
With parenting stuff. Adrian, whose mic is not on.
Yes, sir. My take.
Yeah, you
is
don't.
That make, I'm not gonna. You don't. I don't force.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna force a kiss or a hug, but I will make sure that the goodbye is not half-assed.
Yeah, it's respectful.
Oh, fair.
I feel like we live, obviously,
yeah, right?
Obviously, it's like a tablet era where kids just like say, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're going to look at them. You're going to walk up to them and be close and say, bye. So you don't have to give them a hug.
Look them in the
eye. I encourage it, but I make sure that the bye is sincere.
Oh, that's better than what I thought I was going to get.
Yeah, agree.
I thought you were like, nah, I let him do what he wants.
No, I don't, because he also, like on FaceTime, especially because all of our family is not in state. He hates being on the phone. He will hang up on anyone on FaceTime. He'll hit that red button. Say,
I feel honored because Michaela, he loves us.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He gets excited.
He
asked me
to marry him yesterday, you guys, so be careful.
What?
Okay. He has not many teeth.
Calls Lisa. Without me? What's going on?
No, she walked in as my son called, and then they saw each other for a second. Sire and Lisa are going to have a fight. But no, just making sure that, like, yo, you're paying attention and you're present in the goodbye. I'm not going to force anything because, like, Sean said that resentment is a serious thing with anything for little kids. You can't force them to do that.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. And I do have the vision of the tantrum being worse. Although, again, Gen X, I grew up, the tantrum would not have been allowed. You know what I mean? So it was different time, different people. I see both ways on this.
Yeah, but it didn't work because I would have the tantrum. My dad would not be for it and get the belt, and that didn't make me change.
And now we're all in therapy.
It didn't make me change. A super villain was born.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Why aren't you sleeping?
I don't know. I lay down at night. I try to clear as much as I can, and then I close my eyes, and I ping pong all night long. Mm-mm. I think it's like excited, nerves, maybe just like
oh, because the video and the 702 day and the all of that?
Yeah, just maybe a bunch of things, but I'm telling you, if a 12-mile kayak won't put me out, I don't know what will. I have no idea. I have no more hope for myself.
Kayak/hike/ yeah. Your trainer made you work out yesterday, huh?
Totally. And he showed no mercy.
No mercy.
He's like, no, Mick, that's not how we do it.
No mercy.
See you too. And I was like, whatever, dude. Bye. Yep. Shut up.
You're scheduled.
Yeah.
You're scheduled.
I know. You know what, though? I feel like I think that it was such a long, sad part of the first year that things are starting to get like fun and exciting. And I'm like, okay, let's just go. Like, let's ride this wave in general, just in life.
Yeah, and then when you feel it bounce back and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, sleep.
It's me
again. Who needs that?
Well, but even, yeah, all of it. Like, you feel better about stuff, and yeah, it's great.
Totally.
Well, with that in mind, let's do good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
God, it'd be really great.
What?
If I knew what they were.
Okay. Let's find out together.
Yeah, it'd be awesome if I knew what the... Oh, okay. Yeah, I know why I didn't know. Why I wasn't entirely prepared. Because I'm kind of trying to block it out. Story of a woman who's just turned 100 years old.
Okay, I get it. Chet's favorite stories.
Oh, God. We don't know. Oh, she's 105 years old. She drinks whiskey. She doesn't. She had a stripper. She, you know.
Oh,
there was some lady in England. And then I act, and then there was a picture attached that I didn't need to see.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, the stripper, they got the stripper for cheap.
Dirt!
I mean, dude was yoked. But
the visual was too much to bear.
Well, my guess is he's a little chemically enhanced, but he still loves his pizza and beer, which I can relate to. I'm just saying it wasn't, it was gross.
Okay.
It was really gross.
I cannot stand you.
I just was. And they got her sitting there. And honestly, she's got another present in her hands and he's standing in front of her and you can see these little sweaty.
I'm
sorry. Was this a video?
No, it was literally a still picture. And I was apparently mortified. Mortified by it. So this is why I hate those kind. Ordinarily, it's not my deal.
Yeah.
But it's good feeling stories of the day, as you know, and a different take on it. And by the way, she's 100 years old and in better shape than you. We'll tell the whole story coming up.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Get a good feeling, yeah.
Kayla Gordon, I see this being you one day.
Tell me.
Meet Jerry Leo. Her name is Jerry, J-E-L-I, spelled like Jerry Seinfeld.
Love it. But
Jerry Leo, J-E-R-R-Y, Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry has been going to the gym at her local YMCA since it opened 34 years ago.
Yeah.
She works out at a class, in a class that is for like 60 and 70 year olds.
Sure.
You know, a senior, like a senior, what do they call it? Silver slippers or whatever.
Yeah,
the
cute.
Senior classes, mm-hmm. Right? She's 100 years old.
Go, girl.
100. Listen to Jerry. And here's what's really funny, too, is I'm not so sure that one of her younger classmates doesn't sound older than she does. But
the only thing I do is I exercise faithfully. I don't eat red meat. I like to plank. It's fun.
Everybody, she just held a 5-minute plank.
I'm a lot younger than her. And I can't do that.
Be kind. Be happy. Be fearless.
Amen.
Jerry, a 5-minute plank?
A 5-minute plank.
I don't even think I could do a 1-minute plank.
She likes it.
I like it. 5-minute plank.
I can, for somebody who doesn't work out that much, I can hold a plank for a while, strangely.
Pretty good.
I'm guessing I'm doing it wrong.
You might be doing it right. Listen, for someone who does work out a lot, I can't. It's hard. Those belly holds are hard.
But way to go, Jerry.
Yeah, 100 years old.
I really liked the end of that, too. What did she say? Be kind, be happy, be fearless.
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody today.
Yeah.
There it is.
Be kind, be happy, be fearless. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Just past 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 24th day of June. 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Do you not know how to work it?
Because I don't know how to do it either.
As a former trumpist,
you know, other end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fat end. Okay.
The fat end. Mm-hmm. I believe.
I'm back.
Never smoked a cigar before either.
Yeah, it doesn't work so good.
Oh, you're so good.
Are you blowing?
Adrian, you okay?
Are you blowing? Why are you blowing?
Are you supposed to put your... What do you mean?
You got to hum.
You got to hum.
You hum into it?
Hum into it.
Into a kazoo. What? So here's the deal. I had a couple of different packages that I was expecting, and I had not heard from the kazoo people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. So for 702 day, next Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant, from 4 to 6, we're doing a live broadcast. And we're gonna celebrate 702 day. And they're doing pizza specials, they're doing tequila specials. Yikes. For 702.
It's gonna be so fun.
Oh my God.
Kicking off 4th of July week. Are you kidding?
I can't wait. And like I keep telling everybody, we're either gonna have 20 people there or we're going to have 2 million. And I'm not sure which it is.
Yeah.
And if we have to move it across the street to Allegiant Stadium, listen, Mark was busy. Mark Davis. I just call him Mark.
Yeah. Oh,
was busy. Uncle. Oh. I call him Uncle Mark. And he was a little busy last night with the 9 awards. But I just yelled out. I said, hey, if we've got to move 702, Dane, he just kind of waved. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Cool. So that was a go ahead to me.
No, that's what I figured. We just go across the street right down the ramp.
Yeah.
You know, by where they, you know, where you park underneath.
Yes.
By where they have the field that's out there getting sunshine right now.
Mm.
So I had packages coming, but I hadn't heard from the Kazoo people.
Right.
And I was a little nervous. And I got a box and I thought it was these t-shirts that I ordered. You know, the ones that are supposed to make you look like your belly look smaller and the rest of your body look bigger.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I thought I'd try them out.
Love it.
Well, because, you know, it's easier than exercise.
Yeah, obviously. It's called Spanx. But, I got your back.
Yeah, it's kind of man Spanx.
Don't you worry about that. That's
is it
hot.
Is it man Spanx?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of. And that's cool.
And anyway, I opened up the box and no, it was not t-shirts. It's Kazoos.
Come on.
Chet Buchanan, Joe Kazoos.
Okay, I feel like we're going to have to.
Bro.
We're going to need a rehearsal.
Yeah, no blowing at all.
No, just like hum it.
Like the more vibration you can get. You're still blowing. Are you still blowing? A little?
We have to have a meeting after
this. Yeah, we're going to have a rehearsal.
No, I'm just asking. Are you still blowing a little bit?
I think so. I don't know.
It sounds like it.
Just like hum.
Don't blow. Don't blow at all. What did we learn on the show today? We got Adrian to play a musical instrument.
Yeah, we did.
If we ever bring back the final exam.
We did it. 702 day.
See, there you go. So if you have a musical instrument, bring it to 702 day next Wednesday from 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium. If you don't.
I feel like you've done this before. Broken. You sound good.
Does it?
Yeah, you sound great.
Thanks. You did a minute ago. That was okay.
Was that not the move? Okay,
it was all right. Well, it was weird. There you go.
Come on.
More in your register.
Yeah, I just needed to go up an octave.
We sound like a second grade music class.
And now you understand.
That's kind of who we are, babe.
And now you, yep. And now you get it.
Yes.
Which was,
yes. He's getting it.
So we're going to pizza and tequila and whatever else you want off the happy hour menu. And we're going to do first pick. We're going to do relationship rehab. We'll do an exhibition round of Michaela's hometown throwdown. Our friends at Whiskey Stadium have been like, yep. I always ask for a little more because then if they say no, and they were like, well, how many prizes do you want? I had no idea. And I was just like, can I get? And they were like, yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
And last night at the 9 Awards at Allegiant Stadium, Mayor Shelley Berkley was being honored with the Impact Award. 9 Awards is a thing that the Aces and Mark Davis and some of his friends put on. It's a big award show to honor some of the greatest women in sports every year. It's the fourth year we've done it. The Aces are the presenters.
Yeah.
So last night, holy, I've known Asia for a while. I've known Asia Wilson for a while since she was in college. She has never looked better than she did last night. Oh my God. Her and nobody really talks about it. I'll just say her boyfriend. I'm not going to say anything more than
that.
Okay. Oh, it's public.
Is it public?
Oh, yeah. It was super public. It's just Bam's very low key.
Bam is low key. So. And I freaking love Bam. Like, if those two ever break up, I will cry because he's the coolest guy. Bam still play for Miami?
Yeah. Still with the Heat.
Yeah, still with the Heat. So Bam Adebayo, and he looked phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, I went over to him. He actually kind of came to me, and which was cool. And it was just kind of like, hey, I'm like, man, Asia looks great, but dude, you look fantastic.
Yeah.
You really do. And, yeah. It was so in the midst of all this, last night, Mayor Shelley Berkeley's getting honored with the Impact Award. And so I just said, hey, we're doing 702 day. Do you think she's busy? They're like, what time? I said, 4 to 6, next Wednesday. They go, how long you need her for? I said, 5 minutes. Let her swing through. Let her breeze through. Stop for half a second. Give the event her blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And go on about her day.
Love it.
Go on with your 4th of July celebrations, which will begin then. And they were like, yeah, I think we could do that. Send us an email. We'll lock it in.
I got a verbal. Hey.
I got a verbal. So we got kazoos, and we got the mayor, and we got pizza, yeah, and we got tequila, and we got Big Live Broadcast, and it's going to be a lot of fun celebrating 702 Day for the first time ever.
Yeah, and I think there's a little twerk coming from Adrian, so there will be some twerking.
Yeah, I'm allowed to drink on air, right? Or no? We don't work tomorrow.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, perfect.
I got you.
Thanks.
Do you drink?
I don't usually drink either.
Yeah, you
do. That's
don't
what
drink.
Makes it amazing.
Oh, boy.
They want me to do a double show. Well.
Oh, no.
There we go.
No.
Two shows in one day.
I don't think I do.
Well, I need some energy.
I don't think I do.
We'll talk to JB.
Don't talk to JB.
Don't talk to anybody, babe.
Don't talk to anybody.
Just talk to us.
Just drink.
We've already went too far.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Not sure why we wanted to divulge that, but
yeah.
Okay.
No, I did. Just pretend like that didn't happen. Hey, look, a kazoo!
So, and the reason for the kazoos is for the world's shortest and first ever 702 day parade. We will walk outside, take one step, play one note. And go back inside and finish the party.
This is so stupid.
See, now it all makes sense now. But Michaela's dad's bringing his saxophone. The rest of your band is bringing their stuff.
Oh, they're stoked.
Johnny Katz is so upset. John Katz-Lamidas from the RJ, right? Was going to bring a keytar.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
He was going to bring a keytar.
Come on.
But he's already promised his family. I said, go a day later. He goes, no, I'm doing Boise on the 2nd.
I know, he's pretty strict at that.
And yeah, no, and he stays Boise. Well, because here's the deal. If he says yes to us, then he's got to say yes to everybody.
Uh-huh,
which
true.
Which we get.
We get it.
All right. So 702 day, your presence is mandatory, friends. At Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant, next Wednesday. How about this? Lorelai Bradley of North Las Vegas goes for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown after Ari. That song sounds so sweet. And then you catch right at the end where she's like, not that I miss you, I don't.
Yes, but that's like, so Ariana's like vibe. She right. Looks so innocent and sweet, and then she like takes you
and just cuts you.
Yeah, and you're like, ow, where'd that come from?
Just slices your throat, yeah. And that's it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Listen, we're super grateful for you and super thankful, and we can't wait to see you either next Wednesday at 7:02 day or this Friday, right about 9:30, we're going to debut the world premiere of the video for Michaela Gordon's song
"Lucky,"
which is about your now wife.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lisa, it's our whole love story.
10-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's our 10-year anniversary, and I wanted to make it special for her.
Should we bring the kazoos? No.
We can bring the kazoos.
We're not bringing the kazoos. The kazoos, we only have so many. They're collectors. Oh, yeah. They're collectors' items. Not available in stores.
We can't just be
kids.
Giving them away.
Yeah, if you want a kazoo, you better show up 702 day.
Yeah.
But period. Also on Friday, we're world premiering Michaela's album. Jay Stu and his company Bloomin' Blinds of Henderson they're buying breakfast.
So sweet. Seriously, thank you so much, Jay Stu.
Yeah, he was really excited. Can I tell you what else is pretty funny?
Yeah.
Is there's business behind it that we have to, our company is bound by rules and regulations.
Sure.
Which is fine. But I said, hey, you gotta let us know. You gotta let us know what you're doing, and then in kind, we'll tell you what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Listen, I would love to just have it where Jay Stu and Bloom and Blinds buy breakfast, and we just say his name on the air a few times or whatever.
Call it a day.
Our company needs to know what he's providing. Then we, in turn, will commit to him what we're providing.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent over a thing that basically said, yeah, I'm buying breakfast. But it didn't show how much he was spending because he didn't want me to go in and snake it from him.
Oh, I love him.
And he knows well enough. He knows the show well enough.
What a guy, dude.
Yeah. I forget what it was that he said, but he goes, I didn't want anybody to get any crazy ideas.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. And he would also like us to say, and I will honor this request, thank you to Craft Kitchen Restaurant and Catering in Henderson. They offer a full menu, but also specialize in house-made breads, bakeries, full bar, $18 bottomless mimosas, and catering.
Yum.
So there you go. They're doing breakfast Friday morning. Everybody's welcome.
Please do. I know we got a special little guest coming on Friday. Danielle and her father, the Shintzes, will be here.
Come on.
I'm so excited.
Is Frank? Wait, how close are we to an elementary school? Is Frankie even allowed? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but he's going to sit next to my father while they uncomfortably watch. I'm like his daughter as
well.
Oh,
God, I can't
wait. So now it's going to get really good.
Frankie will give us a... by the way, okay, just by way of a tease, we got to get to Michaela's hometown throwdown. But by way of tease, you put up a little tease for the video on your socials.
Yeah.
Is that the worst of it?
Yeah.
Oh, you got nothing to worry
about. Yeah.
I understand how it's
you know what I'm saying?
How it's your dad. I understand.
Well, you know what, Dad? I'm a grown woman now.
Yes, you are.
So you can't tell me what you did.
In the video, yes, you are.
Uh-huh. So,
you need to be here Friday morning, right about 9:30. Call us if you don't mind. If you just give us the heads up that you're coming.
Yeah.
Okay? Because here's the deal. We've got breakfast for 50. And we're gonna show Michaela's video and all that kind of stuff. And we just got to kind of make sure that we've got a handle on all this of what it is. So if you're coming, will you call us at 702-364-9898 or just drop us a little note so we can make sure that we got room for everybody? That'd be great. Oh, and my wife is confirmed.
Oh, Amy.
My wife will be here.
I love it. Thank you so much, Chetty.
No, we're confirmed. All right, 702-364-9898 for reserved seats to our advanced screening of Smurfs. Clear out Saturday, July 12th, which oddly enough is not that far off. I know. And we'll have you go to Regal Red Rock for this advanced screening. Oh, I can't believe I just told people where.
You did. It's okay.
I wasn't thinking.
Nope, that's
all
right.
I was all bogged down in 702 day
yep,
and
then
your world premiere video, and I just blurted out the secret location.
It's okay.
What an idiot.
I do it all the time.
Thank you to our friends at Allied Global Marketing. For reserve seats, all you got to do is take on the champ and defeat Lorelei Bradley of North Las Vegas by way of Scotts Valley, California, apparently. 702-364. I don't even know where Scotts Valley, California is. 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Let's go.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
And here we go again with another champion that all of a sudden is literally on the precipice of greatness.
Oof.
You know what I mean? Right there, standing at the edge, looking over into the abyss.
Oh, yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Going for win number 4 today, Lorelei Bradley. Where the hell is Scotts Valley, California?
I don't know.
Okay, well, then where did you steal this phone from? Because you're on the caller ID. You come up as Scotts Valley, California.
Really? Wow. I have no idea.
Really?
My cell phone, though.
Yeah, Your Honor, I have no idea where this phone came from.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
That's weird.
Is it your burner phone?
No, this is my cell phone.
Oh, I understand. But, is this the one that your husband doesn't know about?
No.
That's what someone would say.
She's like, let me just get these tickets.
No
okay?
further, no further questions, Your Honor. Your witness, Adrian, who's our challenger?
It'll be the return of Rebecca Miller, representing the best of the West.
Rebecca Miller, largely responsible for Best of the West, being tied for fourth place with Rhodes Ranch right now with 13 wins overall.
Yay.
You've never been a five-time champion, though, right? No.
No.
No, but...
Just a one-timer.
Yeah, but you're good at this. Here's the funny thing. You're good at this game.
Don't jinx it.
Tough test for you, Lorelai. Tough test for you today. You both already know how to play, so I don't need to tell you, but just for the listening audience, they will buzz in with their names. They'll wait until somebody calls on them before they answer, because you never know who actually buzzed in first, and a lot of times we don't know either, and we just flip a coin. But, first 1-3 wins the game, and the Quizmaster is the one, the only, the commissioner. Why, Lorelai? Why is she the commissioner?
Michaela Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. That's right. Michaela Gordon.
One of the stars of the hit show Jackass, who's done relatively well
Lorelai.
Johnny Knoxville?
I don't even know what the question was. Was it Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What was the question?
He's going to host the Fear Factor reboot.
Oh, the God. If it can't be Joe Rogan again, and I don't know if Joe Rogan now, you know, he's not the same as Joe Rogan then.
Totally.
So is there anybody more perfect than Johnny Knoxville?
Nobody.
And they're changing it up, too. It's not just stunts. There's going to be like a social media aspect and pranks. So it kind of goes into his realm too. So we'll see.
Are they ruining it?
We'll see. A little remix to it.
I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Champion up one zip.
Adam Levine announced his band will be dropping a new album in August. What's the band's name?
Becca.
Lorelai. Becca got in first.
Yep.
Maroon 5.
Yeah, it's Maroon 5. Yeah. It is. No, that's fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they performed at Delilah for a little birthday party this weekend.
What?
He sounds so good, dude. His voice really is so great live.
Hold up. What?
They had a private event at Delilah.
Whose birthday? Can you tell?
Can't. And they performed. Adam Levine went on stage. And
celebrity? How much can you tell? Nothing?
Nothing. Don't try to.
Michaela, you're smooth, though. She said, no, can't tell.
Yeah, no big deal.
Continues with the details.
But no big deal.
No, that's it. That's all I've got.
Holy, I wonder, what does that cost to get Maroon 5 to come and play your birthday party at Delilah?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
$300,000 plus.
Were you there too?
Yeah.
Like, did you perform too?
Did not perform, no.
You just showed up?
Yeah, I just barged my way in. They're like, please leave. And I was like, you leave. I'm here for a reason.
You leave.
They're like, get out.
Did you wear the gown?
No, I didn't even wear the gown.
No?
No, it was a pretty big deal.
Were you dressed up?
Yeah, I did.
Were you an invited guest?
No.
Oh.
I just invited myself.
Right. Fair. All right, we're tied at one. I could do this all day, but we'll talk in the break.
This rapper released a new single called Outside and announced her new album, Am I the Drama, that will drop in September.
Better get
What's
it.
Her name?
Lorelai. Cardi B.
Is it Cardi B? You know what? If something's happening with Cardi B, it'll end up in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yes,
I've learned this. I've learned this.
Yeah.
Cardi B. Lorelai, the champion. 2. Rebecca, 1.
This NFL football cheer team got a 400% pay increase after a documentary on Netflix revealed how much
Becca for the tie.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That story came out a few days ago, and it's to be honest, a lot of it's like $75 a game.
Yeah, it was
crazy. It's not a ton. You know, I do a lot of the sports announcing, and people go, "Oh man, you must be rolling in money." And it's not enough to live off of.
Really?
No, it's not. It's not. And I am very fortunate in both of the teams. The hockey team aces.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of all talk, and I get as much as anybody else. In fact, more than most. And it's you know, you can make your car payment, I suppose.
Yeah, that's wild.
Maybe.
Crazy.
We're tied at two.
This country icon just announced a series of shows coming to the Las Vegas Strip in December with hits like Jolene and 9 to 5.
Back out for the win and to become the new champ.
Dolly Parton.
We had so much going on yesterday that we didn't even breathe a whiff of that whole thing. Dolly Parton is coming to Vegas.
Oh my God.
Now, and by the way, game over.
Congratulations.
I told you, Lorelai, you were in trouble today.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Right. Hey, one hell of a champion, Lorelai Bradley.
Thank you.
From North Las Vegas with her burner phone from Scotts Valley, California, wherever that I'll Google that in the break.
Sneaky girl.
Yeah. Lorelai, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Okay. Y'all want to pull off a big stunt? You're already tapping your chest.
Just Dolly Parton makes me feel things.
Listen,
okay. She. What?
That's exactly what you heard, brother.
No doubt.
Not going to deny it.
Powder that hip. She's going to be here during NFR.
Yeah.
Which, coincidentally, is during Toy Drop.
Mm.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Listen, I already texted our boss. I said, I'll never ask for you. I'll never ask anything from you ever again until next year.
Yeah, but what are you asking for?
Tickets to Dolly Parton.
Yeah. We'd like Dolly to come to Toy Drop.
No, I'm hearing
but
this
But I
now.
Understand at the moment it's all about you.
No. Oh, burn. Well, girl. It's not, but
it wasn't meant to be a bird.
I will text him after this.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm saying I was already so excited about it.
I can also speak to our boss.
Yes.
But I'm glad that you're thinking in those
terms. Dolly's the bomb.
You're making sure you'll go.
Yeah, I am.
And that we...
How dare I enjoy my life.
She's got to see sick. Us first.
Oh, don't play the victim. Do not play the victim. Because we have a brand new champion. Again, Rebecca Miller from Best of the West. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Welcome back into the winner's circle. We have 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of Smurfs on Saturday, July 12th. And we'll see you tomorrow to defend your title. Again.
Excited. Thank you.
Rebecca Miller of Best of the West, your new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with. 98.5
KLUC.
Brother Adrian, who is taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Kathy Santos from Best of the West.
Right on. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, buddy. How are you? Everything good?
Yes, great. Another day.
First things first, can we count on your presence at 7:02 day next Wednesday?
I'm trying very hard to be there, and I'm going to have a kazoo in hand.
I've got it right here.
Okay.
I've got it. I was going to say it's got your name on it, but it actually has my name on it.
Yes. Collector's item, babe.
Yeah, not available in stores.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you drink tequila?
Yes.
Casamigos, listen to this. Casamigos Blanca for 7:02.
Woo!
I know. And then a 12-inch pizza to go behind it because, you know, you need to have a base.
The best.
For 7:02. And the regular happy hour specials. And we think the mayor's going to show up. The world's shortest 7:02 day parade and all that. It's going to be a lot of fun next Wednesday, 4 to 6, and a full live broadcast, including a 177-second survey on the spot. Yeah, we're just going to do the whole deal. So let's start here. So this one actress who was in Pitch Perfect, she's 42. She's got a new partner who is 24. When you say it like that, I don't think that's a big deal. Do you?
Not at all.
There are some people freaking out because if you do the math on it, that's 18 years apart. So now if it was an 18-year-old and a 36-year-old, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
They seem to, honestly, if you're going to have that big of an age gap, that's exactly the age that they should be, right?
You think?
24 and 42. Yeah. I think that's the perfect time to do that.
Yeah.
Because they're both kind of in that part of their life.
Totally. Yeah, I don't think that's bad. A 24-year-old knows what they're doing. They're cool. 42 is also wise and awesome. Great. Do your thing. Live your life.
What about 30? Hang on. What about 30 and 48? Still good.
Yeah. It's only weird when the person is really young, 16, 18, maybe even 20. But I feel like over 21, you're all right.
What about 40 and 58? Still good.
Still good. Yeah. It
still
sounds
good.
Better.
Golden.
Yeah. Well, everybody back off. It's all right.
Yeah. Leave our girl alone.
Stop giving her a hard time. Sydney with a Y. I like it. Sydney in Silverado Ranch. My job interview was scheduled for 11:45. I check in at the desk on their tablet. I get a text that tells me to wait in the lobby by the ping pong table, and they'll be right out to get me. Not a human in sight.
Ugh.
Now it's almost 12:30. I haven't heard anything else. They're literally emailing us from, on her phone. She's emailing us from the waiting room. I haven't heard anything else, and I'm getting sketch vibes. How long do you wait before it's simply disrespectful? I need a job, and it seemed like this place was pretty cool, but I'm not crazy about having my time not valued. How long do you wait before you bounce?
I would say 20, 30 minutes, but the fact that she didn't see a person at all is kind of, I don't know, it's weird. And then what's taking them so long? Do they not like the way you look already? And you start to feel insecure at that point.
So you would not be there. She waited 45 minutes and was starting to have second thoughts. You're not doing it?
Not at all.
Michaela?
No.
I mean, unless you really need that job.
I
was going to say, God bless her for waiting because she obviously needs the
job.
Need
a gig.
And I feel that deeply. I feel like it'd be a weird situation if I walked in and nobody was there. That's not a work environment I'd also want to be in where it's seemingly just alone and then you're getting these emails and it's no human interaction. I don't know. I mean, if you really need the job, I guess you wait. Otherwise, out.
Adrian?
Depends on how bad you need the job.
Okay, but let's assume you need it pretty bad.
Yeah,
eight out of ten.
I've waited.
How long?
Hours. I've waited 5 hours to interview someone.
The lights go out.
To just get a minute.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
If you want it bad enough. There was a famous Entourage episode where E waits to talk to the director for 2 minutes. He waits 8 hours just to get 2 minutes to be able to show him the tape.
Yeah.
So how bad you want it?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And it's weird that you don't talk to anybody, but in this new era where you check in on the tablet, I understand.
Yeah. I understand that too.
Yeah. That just bums me out. I get that it's the world.
I waited two and a half hours because I used to go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor that I really liked.
Yeah.
And he actually was kind of retiring and he sent me to another person in the practice. And I liked that. I liked them too. And then I literally had waited 2.5 hours in the room, in the examination room.
Yeah.
And finally went out to go find somebody, and the doctor was there doing paperwork. And I said, "What?" And they were like, "Give me a couple more minutes." And I go, "How many is a couple?" "Well, 15. And I went, "No, thank you."
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm out. 2.5 hours. No.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But I give them an hour. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, we hope, Kathy, we see you at 7:02 day. What about Friday morning for Michaela's video world premiere? You want to come? We'll write you a note for work. We'll write you a note.
Okay. If you can write me a note, then sure, I'll be there.
I'll write you a note.
Yeah.
I'll write you a note all day long.
Listen, I'll call your boss whenever you need. I'm like, hey, I just wanted my friend to come to my little video.
Our boy Jay Stu is getting breakfast from Craft Kitchen in Henderson. Craft Kitchen Restaurant and Catering in Henderson. So it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we'll put you down. All right, we'll put you down for all that.
Yay.
Hang on.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Probably should have mentioned she got those NBA Youngboy tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Probably should have mentioned also that.
You go, Kathy.
Relationship rehab coming up next. Janet Jackson tickets for you. And so, what's her name? Krista, also with a Y. Oh, that's weird.
Okay.
Sydney with a Y, and then Krista, also with a Y. She's wondering if she needs to break up with this guy. She met him a few months ago at college at UNR. Everything's pretty good. Obviously, they're together,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing something that's really weirding her out, and she wonders if it's breakupable. But she also wonders if she's being too petty.
Okay.
And she's asked us to help her.
All right.
And therefore, we're asking you to help us, and we're willing to pay you Janet Jackson tickets for it.
Yeah.
All of that coming up in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:08 on Tuesday morning, the 24th day of June. She is Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Don't forget, Friday morning, right about 9:30.
Okay.
We're going to be having the world premiere of Michaela Gordon's video for her song,
Lucky,
which is a love letter to your wife, Lisa.
Yes, it is.
On the 10th anniversary of your relationship.
Yeah.
Michaela's dad's going to be here. Your mother-in-law's not coming.
I don't think so.
She has a doctor's appointment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But she was mad.
Hurts my heart. Yeah, that you did not specifically.
Yeah, I think she's also kind of mad at you, too, because she thinks you guys are friends. You didn't let her know also that maybe there was a needed reservation.
Ooh. How? What?
Yeah, she heard yesterday that maybe you need to call and make a reservation. This is how she heard it. To see the music video, because we can't just let anybody in. And she said, had I known that you were making reservations for people to come see your video, I would have made a reservation, because that's how she heard it. But she can't now because she has a doctor's appointment. She would have liked for us to let her know that was the plan. To which I said, we kind of just thought of it yesterday. And she said, well, I would have liked to have known.
Our buddy Jay Stu from Bloom and Blinds in Henderson is going to provide breakfast for 50. And we would love to have you show up. So if you want to, call 702-364-9890 just to let us know you're coming. And it doesn't, you're not locked in. It's okay if you don't make it. It's not like we're going to come, hey, you didn't show up.
Yeah.
But we would love to have you. And the only reason why we're asking, if you would just give us a little RSVP real quick, is just so we know.
The safety thing.
Well, there's that. And I mean, you know, and it's, we got to kind of cap it because we only have so much room. And there's a variety of reasons. But you know, what's really funny is that when we ask you to call us to do it, nobody calls.
Yeah.
But if we ask you directly, do you want to come? Everybody goes, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So listen, don't be shy about it. Don't be weird about it. We would love to see you. Listen, we're done by 10 because I got to be honest. Show's over at 10 and I got to get to the airport. So
totally. Yeah. And it's not weird. Like, would love to see you. Have you come? It's my dad. He's so funny. Lisa, my fiance wife, will be there.
Yeah. Not fiance so anymore. Nice. She's your wife now.
I literally keep messing it up. My wife.
Both your sister and your sister-in-law are coming.
Yep. Uh-huh.
My wife is coming.
Yeah. A couple of my best girlfriends.
Did we decide? Hey, Adrian, did we decide?
Well, it's still pending.
Is sire coming?
Still pending.
No. Depends on what they're doing at camp that day.
Calls need to be made.
Yeah, understood.
Busy guy.
The judge. Special dispensation.
Yeah. Can he come, please?
But we would love to have you here. And of course, then a week from tomorrow, 702 day, Whiskey Stadium. I don't know why I continually want to call it Whiskey Sky, which is why you'll hear me hesitate every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know why I want to call it that, but because it's not. Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant next Wednesday from 4 to 6 to celebrate 702 Day. More on that in just a little bit. All right? Relationship rehab. Janet Jackson tickets for you.
Oh, yeah.
Krista in West Henderson. Wanted to get your thoughts on this one. I met my boyfriend up at UNR. We bonded at a party because we're both from Vegas. He's obviously got some really great qualities that I really like, but he's super weird about money. He makes me drive every time, and she capitalized every time, because his car isn't fuel efficient. He makes me pay for 50% of every meal that we share, no matter what. Probably the weirdest thing was when I got him to loan me some money to pay off a dental bill until I got paid. He charged me interest.
Oh!
He even talked about writing up a loan document. Am I dating a dumber Sheldon from Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my God.
I feel like I should probably break up with him, but I also wonder if I'm being too petty. 702-364-9898. Relationship Rhea. Caller number 25. We'll start with you and give you a pair of tickets for Janet Jackson Saturday, September 13th at Resorts World. Thanks to our friends. At AEG Presents. All right? 702-364-9898. Let's go.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
So it's basically a make-up or break-up situation on Relationship Rehab. She met him up at UNR earlier in the springs. They haven't been together a super long time. Mm-hmm. They bonded at a party because they're both from Vegas, and now they're back here for the summer. He's, obviously she likes him because she's with him. And they, but he's super weird about money to the extent of that she said, hey, I got to pay this bill, my dentist. I'll pay you back in a week, when I get paid.
Sure.
He charged her interest and was even talking about making a contract.
Howie.
And she's like, where? What? Come on.
Yeah.
Who's 25?
We'll start it off with Dee Dee, line two.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Makeup or breakup?
Good morning.
Dee Dee. Hi, Dee Dee. Makeup or breakup?
Definitely breakup.
Explain.
Breakup. He's charging interest? Are you kidding me?
Weird.
Are you kidding me?
What did you charge? Like, did he charge her a buck? Like, how much interest did he charge?
It's like, nuts. You have to trust your person you're with. If he's charging interest on a dental bill, what's the wedding going to be like?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I did. That was my thought, too, was this is your future. This isn't going to change.
Yeah. Nope. And they're still kind of early on-ish.
Yeah. I get the impression. You know what's funny? Is in my head, too. In Michaela, in your head, are they both hot?
Oh, I don't even think about that.
They're in college.
Maybe.
So I think they're hot.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Yeah, but then that makes you ugly. So, no.
Right.
Yeah, because I feel like he has a lot of audacity being like, I'm going to charge interest. But then she's got to drive everywhere because his car isn't fuel efficient. Like, it's just the math isn't mathing for me. Like, no. I don't.
Yes. Same.
Sorry, guy.
Same. I have three more rapid fire questions. Dee Dee, can we expect you at 7:02 day a week from tomorrow from 4 to 6? At Whiskey Stadium across from Allegiant.
I will try my best to make it there.
That means no.
Yeah.
That means no. But at least you were honest.
She said it nicely, though.
Yeah, you said
nice,
you let us
nice
down.
No.
You let us down easy. But we'd love to see you. Are you available on Friday morning for the world? That's going to be a no, too. Right? That's going to be a no. Friday morning?
I'll be at work. I hate my job, but
no,
I'll
fair.
Be at work.
I'll write you a note. I said, by the way, I'm writing notes for anybody. Hey, sorry. I'll write whatever you want me to write. I'll sign whoever's name you want me to sign. I don't care.
Lawyers, I hate my job.
The Odyssey lawyers right now are like, no!
Yeah, oh, now they're writing doctor's notes? Fakers.
How'd you get fired? Because I said I'd forge notes.
Yeah,
what's
come
the big
on.
Deal?
It's funny.
Stop it. You're going to disqualify me from future employees. That's true. I'd retire anyway. And then the third question, who goes with you to Janet Jackson?
My husband.
Bam!
Woo!
Yeah! He's fired up too.
Let's go!
I love it. All right. Have fun. Have so fun at cute. Janet in September, which will be here before you know it at Resorts World. And really,
hey, thank you.
Try to make it next Wednesday. Seriously, try to make it next Wednesday.
No, we'll try. We'll try.
Okay, I love that. Hang on one second. Monique is the only one. Monique's. Everybody's saying break up.
I'm saying that I wouldn't necessarily break up this time, but I would definitely let him know my feelings that I was not okay with that. And hopefully, you know, we could move through this. I would give him one more chance.
Yeah. That's a tough conversation.
I was trying to think about this.
I'm playing it out in my head what that conversation's like. Hey,
if you charge me interest one more time, I swear to God, it's over.
Yeah, I'm going to tax you. You know what I mean?
Just saying, like, no, that it's not okay, you know, that you're not, I mean, to charge me interest, how is this ever going to go further, you know, in our relationship if this is how you're feeling right off the bat?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a core value for him. And it's just odd. Okay, let me ask you this. We don't know this. We don't know how they feel about each other. I was going to ask you, is the juice worth the squeeze? Because it's like, is this conversation, this horrible, uncomfortable, weird conversation, is this worth? Is
probably
this even
not.
Worth?
Yeah, probably and
you're
not.
In, you're
probably
in college.
Not.
You're in college. Your name's Krista with a Y. Yeah, I guarantee there's plenty of guys out there for you.
You know what, though?
Right.
Not a perspective I thought I would have. Do we kind of think she might be the problem for asking to borrow money from a guy she hasn't been dating very long?
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
That is a perspective.
That is a perspective.
They're like, it's wrong.
And now I'm even nicely done. Now I'm even more convinced that she's hot.
Yeah.
Because generally... That kind of all goes with it, you know?
Yeah, but now I'm thinking hot or not.
Hey, no disrespect to the hot girls that have their act together.
Yeah.
You know? But.
Yeah, might be the problem.
The messier the bathroom, the hotter the girl.
Oh, that's 100% true.
I'm supposed to pay you back? Like,
she did. And he charged.
Sounds like a future business mogul to me. No one's mentioned that.
Him or her?
This guy.
Just charging.
He's in college. Fuel efficiency. Okay. Contracts being written up. Right.
Monique, I'm going to let you off the hook for the rest of this.
You guys are awesome. Yeah,
you stirred it up, though.
Thank you. Hey, 702 day, in or out?
I cannot be there because I have to sleep during the day. I'm night security, remember?
Monique. Yes. Oh, yeah. No. You need your rest, and you definitely don't need tequila. Okay, no, you're good. That's fine. No, you got to be sharp. All right, fine.
All right, thank you.
What about Friday?
Have a wonderful one.
Hey, Friday, can we buy you breakfast?
Yes.
Okay, put her down for Friday. Put Monique down
that's
for Friday.
Awesome, Monique.
Friday morning, be here around 9-ish.
And where exactly is it?
Hold, please.
Secret location.
Uh-huh. Secret location.
You work in security. You get it.
Yeah, just Google. We're honestly, Tanae and Warm Springs. We're not hard to. There's a sign that says Odyssey. Yeah. Jamie. Although, who can spell Odyssey? Anybody?
Oh my God.
We do it. We do it in the promos and stuff. But still, people go, "What?"
Yeah.
Hey, Damien. Make up or break up on this, and then we'll be done.
Damon.
Oh, Damon. Sorry.
It's okay. I say break up because, I remember when I got together with my girlfriend and she, no matter if I had the gas guzzler truck or not, I always drove her around, you know, like, if you're going to be interested in her, you have to show your interest, not act like she's a friend.
Old school values. Old school values.
Beautiful, babe.
I like it. A man's a man. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No matter if she wants money or not, it's if you're interested and you really want to go forward with it, you need to show that you have, like, you know.
It's a weird thing for me, and especially in college. Damon, thank you, brother. By the way, Friday, 702 day, in, for either, both, neither?
If anything, it would have to be for her video.
Okay.
Because I work graveyard security as well.
Oh, you too?
Oh, my gosh.
Should you?
Security.
Have you met Monique yet?
No.
Are you guys friends? That's hilarious.
You guys all hang out? Is that, is that what happened?
Security group chat?
That's right. Awesome.
Hang on. I'll put you back on hold with Adrian. This is a weird, but it's a weird thing. He's in college, too. Why are you, it's like, really? Do you have just hot and cold running girls that you can be weird about stuff? I get it. I get it. You got to be you.
Yeah.
And what's important to you is important to you. But man, it's tough when you got a bunch of restrictions.
Truly. You know, I feel the same way. If that's you, great. But then, I don't know.
But I'm going to say, I was kind of the same way. Like, I was particular about, but I didn't, it wasn't, so, I don't know that it was so obvious when I was younger.
Listen, I don't fault him for wanting to write a contract. I actually think that's not a bad idea at all because we see it all the time, people getting stuck. I'm stuck on the interest. I'm like, that's wild.
You know what the difference was for me,
too,
is that I would usually get out. I would be the one that would get out. Like, okay, let's put me in his spot. So if I was weird about money and all that stuff, and then she came and asked me, and then I would be the one to break up.
Same.
I just would
honestly
be.
Same.
I go, if this isn't right, it's not right. There'll be another one, or there won't. I'm perfectly happy being alone.
Yeah, I hear that. That's the perspective, honestly.
Yeah, truly. And you know why I met Amy? You know why I met my wife, who's perfect for me in every way? Because I was done looking. Because I had already said, okay, I've been to the puppet show. I've seen the strings. This sucks. I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life because that's okay. I'll be all right with it. And then boom.
Like a little angel.
The universe provided.
That's right.
All right. We got to run. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to make not one, but two people's day. They have no idea it's coming unless somebody called them before we did, but then we'll try and get them to fake it.
Okay.
No, we have two grand prize winners. Somebody's going to sit on stage with New Kids on the Block in the barstool seats.
Yes.
And somebody is going to the Battle for Vegas sponsor party. You know, where you get to mingle and hang out and have drinks with all the people. So all that coming up in a minute.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. Sure, the explanation is out there in the world, but I don't even care.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just like it.
The vibe was right.
This is weird. We don't do this a lot. I don't know that we've ever done this with you.
Never.
Which is kind of fun. Hey, Kim.
Yes.
Hey, weren't you? What were we doing when you won New Kids on the Block?
What were we doing? I was driving to work.
No, but was it like 177 second survey?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I seem to remember. Yes. Do you remember there was a thing where we were going to swap hours for yours, and then you were going to sit on stage and get the meet and greet passes. Remember that?
Yes.
Well, you know I ain't calling to tell you you didn't win.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just made me cry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We can all see it in our heads.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay. How much did this just change the outfit that you were going to wear?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. I don't know. You're going to have to duct tape me to that bar school. Oh, my God.
And will you be stopping by our 702 Day celebration, which will just be right across the street?
Yes, absolutely.
Come by 702 Day. We'll pregame. Okay, we'll pregame a little bit, and then you'll head over to Dolby Live at Park MGM.
Oh my gosh.
And you're gonna sit on stage, and you're gonna meet the guys, and they're fantastic.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
We do. No, we do. We have an idea.
We do, Mama.
We have a bit of an idea.
Oh, she sounds so cute. Congratulations.
All right, hang on.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah, I can't believe this.
So we'll talk more next Wednesday.
Okay, great.
Hey, hang on one second. No, see, that was good. That was good. Hey, Davina, no pressure, okay, for your reaction, but I'm just saying. So, hey, remember you won tickets for Battle for Vegas?
Absolutely.
And you remember we were talking about the sponsor party?
Yeah.
Well, you know we didn't call to tell you you didn't win.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, make sure your camera's charged. You know, make sure your phone's charged. Make sure you've got space. Because, yeah, all of them, Jack Eichel, Brock Bowers, all of their buddies, all of the, you know, everybody else who's associated with Battle for Vegas. It's going to be really cool.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you been to Las Vegas Ballpark?
Yes.
Okay. So they'll do the sponsor part. Well, you know how it's going to all go down. It's going to be really great. I think they'll do it up in the club level, in the fancy club level.
Mm.
Be hanging out. Yeah. Look out over the strip.
Fancy food and drink.
Yeah. All of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you. Oh,
no. You know what? Yeah. Solid reaction.
Yay!
I thought it pretty good. Pretty good. I thought there was no way after the Kim crying and all that. I thought there's no way Davina could live up to that. But no, you did good.
You go, girl.
All right. Congratulations
so much. I do appreciate it.
And we would love to see you at 7:02 day as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we can swing it. And if you want to come by Friday, we'll buy you breakfast to see Michaela's video for the first time ever. So hang on, we can work that out off the air. Hang on one second. You're like, wait a minute. 7:02 day. Well, listen to this handsome gentleman.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Is that the Odyssey sound? With the kazoo?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yes.
Not bad.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
These aren't just any kazoos. These are magic kazoos.
Yeah, they are.
No, there's limited edition. There's only so many because I only had so much money.
Period.
Well, if it's coming out of my pocket, we're not, you know, let's not go crazy. Chet Buchanan Show kazoos. You know what? Everyone should have one.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty cool. Listen,
have you learned
play
yet?
Yours good. Oh.
So many jokes.
I know this.
So,
I
God bless.
Know this.
There's so many.
Heard it when I said it.
So many. Adrian, did you figure it out?
Nope. That wasn't terrible.
It's a woodwind instrument and not using like you're supposed to blow into it.
You hum into it.
I understand for this. I'm saying for every other thing that is like a kazoo, you're supposed to blow into
it.
So I'm like, wait
and
a minute.
And you're kind of doing a trumpet deal with it, right?
A trumpet or a tuba, like a flute.
You kind of thought it was a cigar for a second.
All right, which one was a cigar? Something like a cigar.
See, it works for Dochi. I don't know if you could hear the last 20 seconds of Dochi. I was playing along.
No, that was incredible.
It was so on pitch.
Can you do the roar? Can you do the roar in the kazoo?
Hey. ASMR crew, that's for you.
Oh my.
Ooh, it's a motorcycle.
Wait, that's very good.
It's a motorcycle.
Okay, Chet, that's really good, actually.
Who knew?
Okay.
Who knew that was my skill? Was I am proficient on the kazoo.
Yeah, incredible at the kazoo. Adrian, kind of a D.
Excuse me, I have to go, what?
Kind of a D plus Adrian with his kazoo.
No, don't you dare. That's a C plus effort.
I thought you were calling him a bad name.
Oh, my God, yeah. No.
Rude. Adrian, you're kind of a D right now.
Oh, no. No.
I was like, geez.
She's an F. I haven't heard you do it, Michaela.
Yes, I did.
No, she's all over it. But I was like, Michaela really does need a nap. She's lashing out at Adrian. Like,
she's crashing out and lashing out. Psycho. He's like, girl. No, I'm good. Don't even try me.
Yeah, after you. After us.
Oh yeah, right? Was that after
it's
you?
Okay. I had to fail for everyone else to know, and it's fine. I'm okay with that. That's what I'm here for.
You walk so we can run.
That's right.
Thank you, Adrian.
That's proper right. Producer. You guys all are right. Good. There's your runway.
So 702 day is a week from tomorrow at Whiskey Stadium, right across from Allegiant. You can't miss it. It's mm-hmm. It's just west of Allegiant, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be so much fun. I have to write the email. I didn't write the email
yet.
Write
the email.
Because yesterday at the 9 Awards at Allegiant Stadium with Uncle Mark,
mm-hmm.
Mark Davis.
Yeah.
Who I love. And he's been going through it lately. He's got some stuff going on, and it was great of him to show up last night.
Oh, wow.
And I was so excited to see him, and I kind of nerded out a little bit because I really do. I love that man.
Yeah,
I really do. And he kind of gave me the point in the wink, like, hey, buddy. And I was just like, ah, good.
Cutie.
And so we were there at the 9 Awards. The mayor was, along with the great Cheryl Miller, basketball icon, one of the greatest ever, Michaela,
mm-hmm.
Cheryl Miller, Reggie Miller's older sister. Do you know who Reggie Miller is?
Kind of.
So the joke always was, yeah, your little brother can play a little ball too.
Cute. Oh, I love it.
That was always the joke. Allyson Felix, one of the most decorated Olympic athletes ever. She's won 11 medals.
Oh my God.
In the Olympics. Kerry Walsh Jennings, who was beach volleyball. You know her, the tall blonde one.
Yeah.
Kerry Walsh and Misty May Trainer. She's now Kerry Walsh Jennings.
Yeah.
And she still looks, she could still go out and play.
Oh, like that's
right. She just retired,
mm-hmm.
but and she could not be sweeter. The great Mia Hamm, you were a soccer player.
Oh, my God, I love Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm was there.
She was there?
Yeah, Mia Hamm was there.
Okay, I swear to God, I would have bugged out. When Brandi Chastain ripped her top off, when they won in the sports bra, Mia Hamm is running around.
You knew?
That, well, you know, as I'm saying it out loud, maybe it was.
Sorry.
I was sitting on my blow-up furniture, and I was watching them win. Okay.
No, but Mia Hamm, everybody, everybody loved Mia Hamm.
Yeah.
Everybody. So they were all there. So they all got awards as well. And then Mayor Berkeley got the Impact Award, which was really cool. And she even was joking about it, like, what am I doing here? She's like, these great.
That.
And she's like,
in her heels.
Thanks.
Yeah.
thanks, but... but then, and it hit me. I was like, I'll never get another chance. So I got a verbal. The mayor is going to come and bless 702 day. The reason why we have the kazoos is for the world's shortest 702 day parade. If you do not have a musical instrument, then we're at towards the end of the show on Wednesday, the afternoon show.
Yeah.
From 4 to 6 at Whiskey Stadium with prizes. Casamigos Blanca 702 specials. 12-inch pizza, 702 specials.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of prizes and general mayhem. Then we're all going to go outside. We're going to take one step, play one note. And go back inside.
Beautiful.
And I'm hoping the mayor will stay for that. And if she does, I will gladly share. I mean, it'll be the three of us leading,
Yes, it will.
And then the mayor. We're going to, by the way, practice going backwards because we have to step backwards. While everybody else steps forwards.
Oh, sure.
We have to step backwards.
Okay.
And then, and that's it.
Listen, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. I really think it will be.
Yeah, it is.
And like I've said, we'll either have 20 people there or we'll have 2,000, and I'm not sure which it is.
Well, we got room for both, so it's all good.
It's going to be a party either way.
I don't know, 2,000. Honestly, yeah, if it ended up 2,000, we'd have to call Uncle Mark and see if he could loan us the keys to Allegiant.
Yeah.
We'd have to go over, but then the Whiskey Stadium people wouldn't be very happy with us.
No, the Whiskey Stadium can they can hold a bunch of people. We'll be good.
$2,000?
We can throw them into the 2,000? Parking garage, too. We can in the garage, too. We'll make it work.
2,000?
Yeah.
The garage.
The fire marshal's ears just perked up. Excuse me?
Nothing.
Anyway, we hope to see you A week from Wednesday for 702 Day.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Mika, have you heard of this thing called Cluely?
No.
Cluely is a new startup that openly boasts that it can help everybody cheat on everything. And it's raising a ton of investment money to the tune of $15 million in funding on top of an earlier $5.3 million.
No way.
They got over $20 million for this startup.
To cheat?
These guys were kicked out of Columbia University for creating a tool called Interview Coder that helped engineers cheat on technical interviews. So what does it really do? Uses like an what they're calling undetectable AI to coach people through virtual interviews and calls. Basically, it tells them what to say.
Yeah.
And does it like in almost real time.
Okay, here's the only issue, and I'm not being a hater. I feel like we had to work so hard for so many years to figure out how to do it by ourselves, and now you're just going to come in and be told what to say.
I also get that it varies from person to person, but I got to believe at some point that it's still kind of also the same answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'd hope.
So, yeah. And it's weird. Like, I did some voiceover work, and I went back to the other person, and I went, hey, do you mind if I play with this script a little bit? And they were like, yeah, why? And I go, because you used ChatGPT to write it, didn't you?
Stop it.
And they were like, yeah.
Caught.
So now, there are probably some practical uses to this Cluely. Like, they're saying maybe it would help people in negotiations, right? And give people information in real time that can make meetings and conversations more efficient. But in almost any context, telling people what to say. I don't fully understand this either, though. Telling people what to say feels shady to varying degrees is what it says here.
Right.
And this Cluely is embracing that by coming right out and telling you that you can cheat on just about everything.
Well, yeah, but just because a person comes out and is like, hey, I cheat on my partner, doesn't make it okay.
No, not cheating like that, but cheating in... So they say that in the future, though, nobody's going to consider cheating. I would say, what's the difference between preparing and knowing going in, and instead of doing the work up front, having the work done for you, and bang, go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm torn on this. So for now, it sounds mostly like a desktop thing that can be used to cheat at everything from exams to job interviews and even sales calls for work. So I guess it's no different than having the book open or being able to use your notes or being able to use the internet or a calculator.
No, I don't understand. And the only likely thing that I was bringing up with like a person cheating, like a boyfriend or coming out right with this as well, is like just because you come out and be honest about it doesn't make it okay. I don't get it.
Yes, but I don't want to confuse people by the definition of cheating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're talking about cheating on another person. They're talking about cheating in an interview. They're talking about cheating on a test. They're talking about there's cheating and then there's cheating.
Yeah.
You're talking about another kind of cheating, and I don't want to confuse people.
Okay.
Right? Like I am right now. So now, to your point, but you could use it in online dating, and you could basically trick somebody into thinking that you know about, if they go, well, I'm really into art, and if you don't know jack squat about art, and all of a sudden it goes, art. And it brings you a script. Well, I really enjoy, you know, and then you speak intelligently.
Yeah. No way.
Cluely also released a video suggesting that their tools could someday be used in person, like with Google glasses or like with an earpiece.
Oh, Lord.
Or something like that. That's the future. But, oh, man. But they've raised $20 million. And now that you think about it, it used to be that AI was going to be taking everybody's jobs, right? Now, it's kind of like the shoes on the other foot. And the AI is also troublesome for employers.
Yeah.
Because you're hiring bad employees because AI told them what to say.
It's a Black Mirror episode.
I don't even know what that. Hang on. Clueless telling me what I should say to that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know, before we go, The Simpsons has been on TV for so long. Mm-hmm. How long? So long.
Uh-huh.
That Fox, back in the day, moved it to Thursday night so it could compete with The Cosby Show.
No.
That's how long. Yeah.
No way. Why is that such a mind trip for me? Because Cosby feels so long ago.
Like another lifetime.
Yeah.
For real.
Wow.
Mattel, back in the day, released a pregnant version of Barbie. Her name was Midge. A detachable baby bump with a baby inside. They got rid of it pretty quick because there were more than a few people that thought it promoted teen pregnancy.
Uh-huh. I feel like I remember this.
Mommy, I want a baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, but okay. Now on the flip side of that, but kids have had baby dolls.
Yeah,
that from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm.
Well, can I tell you, this little girl had career day at school the other day, and she stood in front of the microphone in front of all the parents in the audience, and they said, "And what do you want to be when you grow up?" She was like 5 years old. She said, "Pregnant!" And her family was like, "Oh my God, Stratton, get off the stage!" It was
that
hilarious.
Online? Oh, I saw that.
So funny.
Hey, and by the way, people with bad handwriting, everybody now goes, "Oh, my handwriting's so bad," because you don't have to write that often. But this goes back to way before computers. You know Madagascar? They made the Disney movie, it's an actual country.
Mm-hmm.
Madagascar. It reportedly got its name when Marco Polo sailed there. Back in the Marco Polo days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mistakenly, he thought he was in Mogadishu, which is a city in Somalia, also on the African coast. So he misspelled Mogadishu in his notes so badly, and his handwriting was so bad, they thought it said Madagascar.
Stop.
And there you go.
Stop.
It's a true story, kids. And that's the more you know. Before we go, let us get out of here. We're quickly creeping up on 7:02 day. Make your plans for a week from Wednesday at Whiskey Stadium with us and the world's shortest and onlyest 7:02 day parade. I'm just putting it in the back of your head. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio, plus brand new episode of Unlikely available now on Odyssey and YouTube.
And Michaela Gordon.
MIKALAH Gordon. Follow me.
And that's it?
That's it, dude. Easy day.
If you happen to be invited to the 9 Awards at Allegiant Stadium tonight,
you may hear
but not see a familiar voice. Go over by the curtain. I'll be there. Just come and say hello.
Say hi.
And otherwise, we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Make sure to make a friend today that might otherwise not have one, because you never know when you're going to change somebody's life. Tell somebody you love them that you haven't told them in a while, because you never know when you might change somebody's life.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yep.
And love
and
somebody.
Trust people.
Yeah, trust people, like we said a little bit ago. Put some good out in the world today. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Did we say that twice?
Yeah, gotta go.
It was worth it.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.